That was In the Wake from the Prairie Joggers Going Nowhere. The fourth band is Aware's Requiem for a Dying Animal with Part 3.
Kicks off the free.
Thank you.
I'd like to shift gears to the SFU Red Leafs hockey team at this time. On September 18th, the 2022-23 BCIHL champs added defenseman Jimmy Darby to their non-conference roster. Darby played last season for the University of Alaska Anchorage Seawolves, an NCAA Division I program where he tallied one assist in 13 games. Before his time in Alaska, Jimmy Darby played in the BCHL, starting with the Trail Smoke Eaters and moving to the Surrey Eagles, where he was an alternate captain for the 2021 and captain for the 2021-2022 season. Darby rejoins Buddy Johnson, who also played for the Surrey Eagles, on the Red Leafs non-conference roster. On September 21st, the SFU Red Leafs hockey added Luca Grabas to their non-conference roster. Grabas, who stands at 6 feet or 183 centimeters and shoots left as a forward, spent the last three seasons in the BCHL, starting with the Nanaimo Clippers and moving to the Chilliwack Chiefs, where he scored 12 points last season. Lucas Grabas joins his former Clippers teammate Walker Erickson as the two played together in the 2021-22 season. Both BCIHL and non-conference roster are in action today. The Red Leafs BCIHL roster hosted the University of Victoria Vikes this afternoon at Bill Copeland, where the Vikes spanked the Red Leafs 5-0. Tonight sees the Red Leafs non-conference roster hosting Briarcrest College, which play in the Alberta College's Athletic Conference. The puck drop at Bill Copeland is at 7 p.m.
The Still Moon Arts Society presents the Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival. With water's wisdom as this year's theme, the festival enlivens the Renfrew Collingwood neighborhood by inviting local residents to engage with, learn about, and value local nature with events and workshops. From September 9th to 29th, come together as a community, build social connections and a sense of belonging while sharing skills and cultural traditions. For more information on the festival and to register for events, go to stillmoonarts.ca. Contribute to creating a stronger, healthier community at the Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival, September 9th to 29th.
Welcome back. The fifth group is Ghost Party's Lonesome Breath, Be With Severed Hands. Here's the title track. I'd like to talk about the Northwest League Championships 2023, featuring the first half division champions Vancouver Canadiens against the second half division champions Everett Aqua Sox at this time. Game 4 of the 2023 NWL Championship Series was on September 16th in Rogers Field and Nat Bailey, with Vancouver leading the best-of-five series 2-1. The Canadiens opened the scoring in the bottom of the second as Garrett Spain doubled to right field off the Aqua Sox starter Marcelo Perez, as Jeffrey Wehler scored from second. The host loaded the bases after the next two batters walked, followed by Jomer Hernandez grounding into a double play. From third baseman Ben Ramirez to second baseman Josh Hood and first baseman Hogan Windisch scoring Garrett Spain for a 2-0 Vancouver lead. Spain led off the bottom of the fourth with a single off the Aqua Sox Luis Curbelo, who walked Dawson Brown as the Canadiens had runners on first and second bases with no outs, and was replaced by Bernie Martinez, who struck out his first batter Nick Goodwin for the first out. But the next batter, Jomer Hernandez, hit a single to center field to load up the bases. Hernandez was forced out a second as shortstop Cole Young. The next batter, Jomer Hernandez, who followed Nick Goodwin. Jomer Hernandez singled to center field to load up the bases, but he was forced out of second as shortstop Cole Young threw to second baseman Josh Hood, which plated Garrett Spain for a 3-0 Vancouver lead, and the batter Josh Kasabich reached first. The Canadiens increased their lead to 4-0 in the next play on the field as their shortstop Cole Young airmailed his throw over first baseman Hogan Windisch, which allowed Dawson Brown to score from third, and the batter Ryan McCarty advanced to second on the throw. The Canadiens broke the game wide open when Kate Doughty doubled to left field, which enabled Josh Kasabich to score from third and Ryan McCarty from second for a 6-0 Canadiens bulge. Doughty's score from second when Jeffrey Wehler singled to left field as the Canadiens scored 5 runs in the bottom of the fourth to lead 7-0 over the Aqua Sox. The visitors fired back in the top of the fifth as the Aqua Sox, Mike Salvador and Bill Knight each singled for runners on first and second off Anders Tolhurst. Knight was forced out a second as the Canadiens' second baseman Nick Goodwin threw the shortstop Josh Kasabich, which enabled Salvador to advance to third, and the batter Blake Rombouch to reach first. Rombouch advanced to second on a defensive indifference as the Canadiens' catcher Jomer Hernandez decided not to throw to second. Everett got on board as Cole Young flew out to center fielder Dawson Brown, after which Mike Salvador scored from third. The next batter, Harry Ford, doubled to left field to play Blake Rombouch as Everett cut the deficit 7-2. Fast forward to the bottom of the sixth. After Josh Kasabich and Ryan McCarty struck out, Kate Doughty hit his second double to left off Jarrett Bayless, and Gabriel Martinez singled to play Doughty from second for an 8-2 Vancouver lead. The Canadiens picked up where they left off in the bottom of the seventh as Garrett Spain doubled off Peyton Elford to left field. Spain advanced to third on a Dawson Brown groundout to pitcher Peyton Elford, who threw to first baseman Hogan Windisch to complete the play. The next batter, Nick Green, put the exclamation point as he belted a 2-run home run off Elford into the Canadiens' bullpen beyond the left center field fence as Vancouver jumped 10-2 on Everett after 7 innings, which was the final score. In Game 4 of the 2023 Northwest League Championships, as the Vancouver Canadiens won the best-of-five series 3-1. The Vancouver Canadiens are the 2023 Northwest League Champions, their first crown since 2017.
Join Talon Books on Thursday, October 5th at 7:30 p.m. for the Fall Poetry Launch at the Pyatt Hall in downtown Vancouver. Help us celebrate these new works from Andrea Bennett, M.A.C. Ferrant, Samantha Nock, and Nikki Reimer. It promises to be a fantastic evening, and the Fall 2023 launch will be hosted by writer and fellow Talonite Aaron Kirsch. Admission is free. Drinks and snacks will be served. Doors open at 7 o'clock, with readings beginning at 7:30 p.m. Hosted at the Pyatt Hall on 843 Seymour Street in Vancouver.
Thank you for listening to episode 37 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune before 4, it's Geese's 3D Country. Let's see, the song will be Gravity Blues.
To the ocean.
Sorry.
diverse, independent, yours. You're listening to